You are now listening to a Bush FM podcast.
Bush FM, it's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
Are you ready?
Hi, Poort, is you are tuned into the Sports Talk with Nick Povan right here on Poort FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. Thank you so much, Mr. Basil Steenkamp there. We just want to say thank you and thank you and thank you so much for taking time off your busy schedule this evening, Mr. Basil Steenkamp. Basil, with no further ado, we just want to get straight into business. We just want to find out who is Mr. Basil Kapsadans Steenkamp.
Kapsadans is a local player from Estres. Born and bred in Pretoria, and you know, there was so many things happening in Estres over the last few years. Started my school year in Estres.
Okay.
Started my soccer career year in Estres. You know, there was so different, so many different sporting codes.
Yes.
Athletics, rugby, cricket, soccer. You know, we could have chosen from any one of those.
Yes.
And we chose to play soccer.
Wow. And you become one of the soccer players in Estres Poort, as we call it today.
That's right, Colvin. You know, there were so many of us because when we all, this whole thing started out at school level.
Okay.
Okay, you know, we can mention names like Mr. Julius, Mr. Russell Patrick, Russell Feldman, and a whole lot of others. And you know, when we started out playing school soccer, we had abundance in talent. Myself, Roderick Lates,
okay,
Kenny Bass, Owen DeGamo was there, Kenny Bass, Tom Smith, and so many others. You know, we could have produced our own professional soccer team.
Okay. And tell me, Basil, I believe that you were an athlete. Jy was 'n atleet ook gewees. So, wat het jou gemaak jy moet atletiek los om sokker te speel? What happened there?
Athletics was one of the main things in school level, especially junior, because it was us, Jacaranda, Estres, Nantes, and when we went to high school, it was exciting because we had Corey, River Lee, CJB, and you know the others. And we had teachers, you know, we used to travel a lot with athletics. And then football came afterwards. And, you know, there wasn't much of football, but it was there. But it was mostly athletics.
Okay.
And the teachers involved, they made us make decisions. What is it that you really want to do?
Okay. And then you decided to play soccer.
Yeah, look, because for rugby, I think I was way, way too short for rugby.
okay. Yes.
And then cricket, no, that just didn't fit in with me.
Okay.
And then, you know, when you select your friends.
Yes.
You look at them as well. Which way are they going to go? Are they going to go into athletics? Because you normally follow your friends.
Hey, that's good, yeah.
And most of my friends, like, you know, the names that I've just mentioned now, yes, those were soccer players. Even though they could run and do some other things, but, you know, their main focus was on soccer.
Okay.
And, you know, that's where it all started.
Okay. Basil, I see that you play for a team called Benfica. Was this team based in Estres?
Yes. Benfica. Benfica was based in Estres when we started out school level.
Okay.
We had a junior league.
Yes.
Established league in Estres. It was run by, you know, the people, the names that we know. It was Pepis.
Yes.
Bash and Donald. Even though I'm surprised was there.
Okay.
And, you know, these people never got recognition for the league that they've ran.
Yes.
Okay. And it all started there, and it was us, Benfica. We formed the team, myself, Roderick, Tom, and you know the others. And there were some other teams as well. Chester Kids, Colchester, Leicester, and the other ones. And
Hearts, I think Hearts also played in
this
league.
Hearts was there. Hearts was there. And but you know, I think we had a group of about 14 or 16 teams, junior teams. Good players. And, you know, Bash and all those guys, they took it upon themselves to say, let's push this whole thing.
Okay.
And then I'm surprised came in, Julius.
Yes.
And he was like a supervisor.
Okay.
Because he had a lot of knowledge about soccer.
Okay. And there we come with the scouts. They came in and then they look at the junior soccer, and then you went from Benfica to Clermont United. Who scouted you from Benfica?
Ramos.
Who is Ramos?
Ramos Omtuntu.
Omtuntu.
Yeah, you know
the late Omtuntu.
The late Omtuntu.
Ah, may his soul rest in peace. What a gentleman!
Absolutely,
hey?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, salute him.
Yes, we do. You know what? I think we can take about 80 or 90% of all the players in Estres.
Yes,
they come through his hands, because you know, just going back to Benfica, you know, we had such great talent there, because it was myself, Roderick, Tom, and Kenny, Etty, and a whole lot of others.
Yes,
but who actually went to Clermont United after a while, and at one day Omtuntu just came to the high school, Estres High School.
Yes,
today they call it Hill School.
Hill School, yeah,
yeah, and then he just came to me because look, these guys, they've been scouting, they've been watching, they've been looking for players. They've been having defaulters all along. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Okay, I was one of them.
You were also a defaulter.
Yes, I was also one of them at one stage. Okay.
Okay.
And then he just came to our school one day.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Osan, that was his, you know, he used to call us.
Like that. Yeah.
Osan, right. Listen here. Yeah. You're going to have to sign this form because we want you to play for Clermont United.
Okay.
And, you know, I was a bit scared because I was still young. I think I was about 16, 17.
Yes.
And I said to him, okay, look, I don't mind playing for Clermont United because my friends were already there.
Yes.
And I said to him, look, I just want to speak to my father. Let me just hear what he's got to say about this. And he said, no, don't worry about your father. I'll speak to your father. You just sign and you can play for us.
That is for Clermont United.
That's right.
So you went from Benfica to Clermont United.
Yes.
All right. And then thereafter, Basil, you went and play in Lodium for a team called Lodium Birds.
Lodium Birds, yes.
Am I correct?
That's absolutely right.
Okay. What happened there in Lodium?
Birds was a team. It was a professional team, but it was like a wing of a rebel, sort of a rebel league, okay?
Right.
Because I think we had, at that time, I think it was NPSL or NSL, okay?
Yes.
But Federation was a professional league on their own.
Okay.
But also there was a whole lot of teams with also a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just left Pirates. I just, Clermont United.
Clermont. Yes.
I just walk away from them.
Okay.
And I went straight to Birds without even telling anybody.
No. That is uncalled for. Basil, you have to get a clearance.
You know what?
You should have a clearance in your hand to say that, guys, Omtuntu, Bramos, ek vra clearance, ek wil Lorien Buts toe gaan. Heb je niet dit gedoe?
No, let me first explain to you what happened there. What happened there?
Okay.
It was during Easter weekend, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, Easter weekend, it was time for tournaments in East London, PE, and, you know, all those different areas.
Yes.
So, Birds invited me to play for them in one of those tournaments. And I went. It was a good tournament. It was a good weekend. It was nice. When we came back, they said to me, listen, we want you to play for us. And because, like I said, it was sort of a rebel wing, okay?
Okay.
There was no need for us to need a clearance to play for them.
Okay.
They just collected me and I signed for them.
That is for Birds?
Yeah, that was for Birds.
Lodium Birds, right?
Lodium Birds, yeah.
Who did you play with, Basil, in that team, if you can remember? Lodium from Eerstras, from Poort.
From Eerstras?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Smith joined us at a later stage.
Yes.
Roderick joined us.
That's Roderick Leeds.
Roderick Leeds joined us. I think at one stage, Sheppy was also involved with us.
Gerald Julius, huh?
Yes. Denzel Daniels, Leon Daniels.
The brothers, yeah.
Yes. I don't know whether you remember Johnny Mabel, the goalkeeper.
Yes, yes, Johnny Mabel.
He was also there.
Johnny Bergman, I think, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
We had a whole lot of good players. And, you know, looking at the Federation League,
yes,
there were also other teams like Maritzburg United and Cape Town Spurs and Glenville and Glendine. And players like Calvin Peterson, they were playing for Maritzburg. And, you know, Duncan Crowe was there for Santos. There was a whole lot of good players who went from there at a later stage to the NSL.
Okay. And you made headlines. I read that you made headlines for Lodium Birds in that tournament.
Yes, I did.
You were the player of the tournament, Basil.
And I never realized that.
Yes.
You know, there comes a time, you know, you just go out there to enjoy because you're getting paid.
Yes.
You're getting paid. I had different people paying me.
Wow.
People, you know, the other players never knew about this. Let me tell you this story, yeah, because, you know, Birds had so many officials or people who loved the club.
Okay.
And you know, I had about four or five people who offered me 30 or 40 rand per goal.
Wow.
This was, look at the dates, that was then.
Yes.
You can imagine 30, 40 rand per goal. How much was that?
Yeah.
In that era.
Yeah.
And I used to score goals.
And you banged them in, left, right, and center.
I banged them in. But coming back to that tournament, you know, I scored a couple of goals there.
Yes.
But we never managed to win that tournament.
Okay.
We lost in the semi-final, quarter-final, because they were good clubs, eh?
Okay.
We're not complaining about officiating or anything like that. It was just plain good teams.
Wow. Birds, you played for Birds, Lodium Birds, as they call them. And then you met these guys, Calvin Peterson, Hilary Joster,
yes,
Graham Johnson, Doggy.
Yes.
His nickname is Doggy. And Duncan Crowe. You played for Birds. And then what happened after Birds? I believe then a guy from Eerstras asked you to come and join Mamelodi Sundowns. Am I right?
You're 100% correct there. The guy from Eerstras, his name is Zakes Umsaki.
Umsaki?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pinky's brother.
Pinky's.
Everybody knows Pinky.
Yes.
Yeah. His brother, Kaufman.
Yes.
Yeah, he came to my house on one Sunday morning.
Okay.
And, you know, I think he must have heard about me or maybe saw me play, you know, maybe for Clermont or Benfica or wherever. And it was him and Chenny.
Yes.
They came to my house one day, Sunday morning. And they said to me, listen, we want you to play for Mamelodi Sundowns.
Wow.
And I explained to them, I said, look, I've got a club. I'm playing for Lodium Birds. And they said, no, man, forget about Birds.
Okay.
Come to Sundowns because you must remember now, Sundowns was NSL.
Yes.
So which means it was two different professional leagues now.
Okay.
So I said, okay, let me just go. You know, I just wanted to get them off my back.
Yes.
And I said, okay, let's go. Let's go meet these people from Mamelodi Sundowns. We went there. And we met the two doctors, the two owners, Dr. Itsweng and Dr. Sabutsan.
Okay.
And, you know, Dr. Sabutsan said to me, listen, my boy, if you can play the game, just go there. Just go speak to the relevant people and play. This is all what we need. We need soccer players.
Yes.
And Itsweng said to me, listen, we're interested, but come back. We need you. You must come speak to the coach on Tuesday.
Okay.
Walter De Silva was the coach then.
Walter, yes.
Yeah, training at Mokelneck.
Yeah, I remember Walter, yes.
That's right, yeah. And I said to him, okay. And, you know, that was it. So I thought, you know, this was just a quick flash in the pan that it was over now.
Uh-huh.
So come Monday, Tuesday, Dr. Itsen was there. He came to fetch me.
At your house?
At my house. And he said, listen, yeah, I'm here to fetch you. You're going to speak to the coach now.
Wow.
And I said, okay, what do I do now? Should I get dressed for training? He said, yeah, you must be ready.
Yeah.
Go. So I went out with him to Mokelneck, and I spoke to the coach. You know, all the players were there.
Okay.
Lots of players.
Yes.
I can't remember all of them, but I know Walter Kutumela was there, Goma Busela, Stopa, you know, a few more other players.
Mike, I think I can also remember a few guys. Mike Ntombela was also there.
No, he came at a later stage.
Rabi Muripe, did you play it with him then?
Yes, they came at a later stage.
Yes?
Yeah, I think we're still going to get to that. They came at a later
stage.
They
came, okay.
Yeah. And then they introduced me to Walter De Silva.
Okay.
And he said to me, get ready, train. It was a trial for me.
A trial, okay.
Yeah. So he said to me after 30 minutes, listen here, there, registration form, come, sign. Sign.
Yeah.
30 minutes, that was it.
Okay.
I will now become a Sundowns player.
All right. That was what year?
That was in 1986.
86. Okay.
Yes. And then the following Sunday, we had to play against Wits.
Yes.
Wits University, before they changed their name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, they also, it was Wits, you know.
Yes.
And I was in the starting lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, had a good game.
Did you score?
No, I didn't score, but I impressed the Silva and I impressed the fans.
Uh-huh.
That's why you see this nickname.
The nickname. Yeah, we're going to come to the name.
Yeah.
Very important name, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can just fall into that one in the same breath. That nickname started at Sundowns.
It started there.
Okay.
Then after that,
right.
You know, everybody was impressed.
He caps a dance.
Exactly, yeah. Everybody was impressed.
Okay.
And, you know, I got sort of a standing ovation after the game. And, you know, the next week, the Tuesday.
Yes.
I just heard people were talking about caps a dance. I was also wondering, who is this caps a dance?
Okay.
And they pointed out, they said, no, that's you. That's your nickname.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, why caps a dance? Why this name?
Yeah, and there was a song as well, right, Basil?
Exactly.
The Caps a Dance.
Yes.
Ons doen die Caps a Dance.
Yes.
You remember that song?
I remember that song.
And that song came out in that very same year.
Yes.
I think maybe they called you after that name.
You see what
they
happened?
They gave you that nickname.
Yes, what happened, but there was also something else. I think also, you know, it was also the style, the way I used to play, the way I used to waltz past my defenders.
Yes.
And also the song, of course.
Yes.
But then the other thing, I was the only colored in Sundowns at that time.
Okay.
And for them, every single colored, predominantly colored, was from Cape Town.
Wow.
So, you know, that was just like a streamlined thing.
You was funny cap, Afno.
And there is Caps a Dance,
the
song that was released.
Yes.
And, you know, I was baptized with that song. Even that, you know, I'm going to carry this for the rest of my life.
Definitely. Basil, tell us, Dr. Itsweng. He negotiated then with Zola Mahobe. There was Zola Mahobe at Sundowns.
Yes.
I can
remember. Yes. There was a Zola Mahobe. What happened there, while we were playing at Sundowns, look, Sundowns was second from bottom.
Yes.
Okay. And I think, you know, for them, look, they were doctors. Okay.
Yes.
They had their own profession.
Yes.
Dr. Itsweng, Dr. Sabutsan.
Yes.
They were never there. We never used to see them.
Yes.
And I think at some stage they were busy negotiating behind the scenes.
Yes.
Everything was still normal. We still carried on playing, signing, and, you know, players were coming and going. And, you know, I think at some stage maybe Zola Mahobe was just waiting for Pirates to survive.
Okay.
Because we were facing relegation.
Sundowns.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, they signed a couple of players. It was myself.
Yes.
The Malunga brothers.
Yeah.
The Shafunya brothers. I don't know. Can you remember those two? Lovemore.
It was the Malinga brothers and the Malunga brothers. I can remember.
Malunga and Shafunya.
Shafunya.
Shafunya brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. We managed to avoid relegation that year.
Yes.
Okay. And then that's when Zola came in.
Sundown survived relegation.
They survived relegation.
Okay.
And then the word came out from the officials now.
Okay.
Who said, look, the team will be sold to Zola Mahobe.
Zola. Okay.
Yeah, because look, I think negotiations were going on while we were still there. We were still playing and training and, you know.
Okay.
The team was functioning. But Zola came in and it was his Sundowns.
Wow. So he was the owner then?
He was the owner. And then what happened after that, Colvin?
Yes.
They were looking for players.
Yeah. Sundowns now.
They were looking for quality players. Quality. Look.
Did they sign quality players then?
They signed, look, I was there, the Shafunyas was there, the Malungas were there, but for them, look, it wasn't good enough, okay? So they went into the market because they had a coach, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think they had Ben Sihale, if I remember that well. But then he left, and then they signed Skrima, Chabalala.
What happened to the Silva?
De Silva.
Walter De Silva.
De Silva left. De Silva left.
He left.
Yeah, okay. He left, and Sihale came,
yes.
And then Skrima. But when Skrima came, that's when the rebuilding started.
Okay. He changes came into the team.
Yes, because look, I think Mahobe must have invested a lot of money.
Yes.
And he wanted instant results.
Basil, I can remember you played with Pizzo Mosimane.
Pizzo was there, yeah. Those were the signings. It was Pizzo Mosimane.
Yes.
It was Mike Mangena.
Yes.
It was Mike Ntombela.
Yes.
It was William Zondi.
Yes.
It was Rabbi Muripe.
Yes.
It was Trevor Klein.
Yes.
John Salter.
Okay.
Andres Chicha.
Yeah.
Iwi Kambule.
Wow.
Mark Anderson.
Mark was the goalkeeper.
Yes,
obviously.
And you know, yeah, the list goes on and on.
William Zondi also played.
William Zondi was also there, yes.
Yes. And you can't remember the other names? Is that just a few?
You know, that's just a few because, you know, there were so many players coming and going. Because, look, I think I've mentioned about 10 players, yeah, 10 or 12 players, okay?
Tell me, Bashin Matlango.
Bashin
just
was
came
there.
Now. Did he also play for? He played for Sundowns.
Yes, Bashin played with me. Bashin played with me.
Albert Bashin Matlango.
Albert, him and his brother,
yes.
Hamilton.
And Hamilton.
Yes. Okay, those guys were there. But now, I've mentioned about, 10, 12 players now.
Yes.
Okay. But now you must understand, there was already a group of players of about 20,
yes,
existing team.
Yes.
So which means it was plus this 10 players, plus they was going to sign more.
Okay.
So which means they had to offload at some stage.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the offloading started.
Okay.
Because the training venue also changed. We moved from here to Kloerkop now.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's when we had two groups now. It was the first team, the so-called first team, the players that were bought, and it was the existing team.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, then Skrima had to mix and match his team now.
Okay.
Which players will be kept and which players will be placed on transfer. And, you know, it was a bit of a sad side, but, you know, I was one of those who was going to hit the road.
Why are you saying that, Bezel?
Because at one stage I was on my way to training, okay?
Okay.
And waiting for the team bus.
Yes.
For the team bus. Another guy came to me and he asked me, listen, where are you going? Because I see you're standing here with your soccer bag every single day going to training. I said,
yes,
yeah, I'm going to training. Today I'm going to training. He said, but why do you go to training? You've just been sold or you've been placed on transfer. I said, no ways, man. What are you talking about? And he said to me, have you seen the newspaper? I said, no. And he had a copy of the newspaper. And he showed me. It was myself, Bashin, Hamilton, and there was another guy by the name of Temba. I think it was Temba Ngwenya, if I remember.
Yes, I remember that guy, yes.
Yeah, and I saw in the newspaper, we were placed on transfer.
Tell me, Bezel, Trot Moloto was also a player then, or was he a coach?
Trot, when I was there, Trot was a player.
Did you play with him?
Yes, I played with him, and he became Skrima's assistant, player coach. But before Skrima came,
yes,
he was coaching the team, okay?
Okay.
And then he became player coach.
Okay, Bezel, we're going to take a short break. I see we're not going to end the story, and people are listening to you. And when we come back, we're going to talk more soccer. Okay. Welcome back to Poort FM. Yo Kasi, yo Stasi. In studio tonight, I have a legend by the name of Bezel Kapsadans Steenkamp. I have a WhatsApp message just to read for you, Bezel. It says, hi guys, awesome info. Thanks, Colvin. Please ask Bezel if there's a YouTube video perhaps of that Kapsa waltz and of their past games somewhere. What about a charity game with a few players left soon? Would love to see my uncle Chappie coaching that waltz. This comes from Narelle. Over to you, Bezel.
I'm sure there must be Colvin, because you know, yesterday, just the day before yesterday, one of my friends saw this interview of ours.
Yes.
And he actually sent me a, you know, a short clip.
Yes.
One which I've never seen.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, I was so impressed. He almost brought me to tears. Because, you know, there's so many things that we haven't seen because, you know, we're just playing the game. And, you know, we're getting clips later, way after the game. And then getting some of the oldies, the legends together.
Yes.
That's quite possible. You know, I always thought about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Venue and just check the health and how the guys are. And, yes. You know, please don't ask me for 45 minutes. Rather ask me for 20. We'll do that.
20 is enough. 20 is enough for Basil Steenkamp. Guys, please, pick up the dance. Say, I can, but I can't. Basil, just a quick one. Another SMS or WhatsApp coming in just says, this one comes from Nathaniel Diamonds. He says, good evening, Basil. I still remember the days when I watched you guys as legends play, especially the Soweto Derbies. I always wondered why they call you Capsidans until I witnessed how you used to perform magic every time you had the ball. The fact that you are still remembered after so many years just proves what a brilliant player you have been back in the day. Nathaniel Diamonds. God bless.
Thank you so much, Nathaniel. You know, we need more of these, okay, because this is what keeps us alive. You know, derbies, I've played so many of these derbies. You know, this is something that you can never forget.
Yes.
Because the derby, it's either there must be a winner. Unlike now, these last few years, we've seen a couple of draws, but if I remember very well, our derbies, there was always a winner.
Yes.
There were always goals. There were never down moment, never derby with no goals. Always goals. And I think Capsidans, you know, like I said to Colvin, the name will always be remembered, okay? And
yes.
I've said to them, Colvin,
yes.
One or two tricks, I think maybe I still have one.
Not Ian Basil.
I think so.
Basil, I'm going to read the last before we go back to the Cup Final, FA Cup Final with Mamelodi Sundowns. Just the last message that I just want to read to you guys.
Okay.
This guy, his name is Willie Parara Mtombisa. He says, Zimbindaba Matota, Medicapsatans, Bafana Banantes, Brafan May, I'm glad we've crossed paths, your little giant, Meleka Oki. Love you lots.
Thank you, Willie. Thank you so much. You know, those words,
yeah.
You know, people used to say, I've got my own commentator in the studio all these years. It was the late Dan Sitsedi.
Braden.
You know? Yeah, he was the man. You know what that man made me. He was a brilliant commentator.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, guys, for your WhatsApp messages. We really appreciate it. With me in studio is Basil Capsidans Steenkamp, the legend himself. Basil, coming back to Mamelodi Sundowns, 1986-1987, you played for Sundowns and you went to the FA Cup final to watch Everton against Liverpool. What happened there?
That's right, Colin. That was the juicy part. You know, after Zola Mahobe came in, he was the new owner of Sundowns. You know, he was the guy. He wanted results, instant results, okay?
Yes.
And then we gave him a few. We've lost a couple and won a couple. But then he also came and he said, listen, guys, if you guys carry on the way you carry on now, I'm taking you and your partners to the FA Cup final.
Wow.
And, you know, we thought it was just, you know, it was just a smokescreen and, you know, everybody was excited. And, you know, he said, I'm serious about this. My offer still stands now. Perform the way you perform. I'm taking you. And the late Ngamla Malewa came.
Yes.
And, you know, he was the guy. He helped us with passports and, you know, all the documentation. And when the day came, Zola said to us, who's your partner, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever?
Yes.
Or whoever you want to take along. We're going. We're going there for, I think it was 12 or 14 days.
Okay.
We're going to watch the FA Cup final.
Yes.
And then we're also going to play a game.
Wow.
Also play a game against Crystal Palace, which we did.
You did play that game.
Yes, we did play that game. The cup final was beautiful.
Did you play in that game?
The Crystal Palace game, yes, I played.
You scored?
No, I created.
You created.
Look what happened there. Yes. I was on the bench, and then Crystal Palace were leading by 2-0.
Yes.
And then they introduced me.
Yes.
Two touches, brilliant touches, and I delivered to Mike Mangena, who scored.
Okay. Then we come back home. Zwandile, there was a guy by the name of Zwandile Malchas who visited you at work. I remember that one.
Yeah, there were so many.
Take us through that one.
So many misfortunes. You know, we had a wonderful trip, FA Cup final to the UK.
Okay.
Coming back. Now, you remember earlier I said, you know, the number of players that we had in Sundowns.
Yes.
They had to trim the squad. And the newspaper guy who said to me I was on transfer.
Yes.
When we came back, it was the real thing now.
Okay.
So at work, a guy by the name Zwandile Malchas came to me. Yeah. He said to me, he just came in and he said, listen here, I want you to sign this form. This is a registration form. Ngamla Malewa and Sanders gave me permission to talk to you.
Okay.
Sign this form, I want it now. And I said to him, no, I can't just sign. I need to speak to these people because I'm still employed by them. And he said, no, don't even worry. Just sign the form and then let's get the job done.
Yes.
And I was a bit skeptical. I said to him, no, okay, leave the form here. I just want to read it through and see what's going on. And he said to me, listen, I'm going to be back later. What time do you knock off?
Yes.
I said to him, listen, I knock off at 5. But already in the back of my mind, I said, look, yeah, I'm going to leave at 4.
Yes.
Because I don't want him to find me when he comes back.
Okay.
When he left, another two guys came. Pitora Kellis.
Uh-huh, okay.
They said, listen, we were given permission to talk to you from Ngamala. Same story.
Okay.
There's the registration form signed. From now on, you're going to... I said, but you guys were here 5 minutes ago. And they said, no, this is the first visit. Yes. And I said, no, man, the guys from Pirates, aren't you guys together? And he said, no, we're not together. That's Pirates. What are they doing here?
Yes.
And I said, it's the same thing.
Yes.
So he said to me, okay, here's the form. And I said to them, leave it here. I'll sign. So I was confused now. I didn't know what to do now. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna be away before Ngamla Malewa. He was from Malchas. He was from Pirates.
Yes.
Before he comes back, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to leave at 4 because I've already told him I'm working until 5.
Yeah.
4 o'clock when I wanted to leave, just when I left the office, they were outside waiting for me already.
Okay.
The Pirates guys.
The Pirates guys. Now.
Yeah. Okay. And anyway, there was nowhere to run now.
Okay.
So I went out and I said to him, okay, look, there were some other guys here as well from Pretoria Kellys. And he said, don't worry about that. Did you sign the form? I said, no, here's the other form. And he just tear that form to pieces and he said, you're going with me.
Okay.
To Joburg somewhere, some area in Johannesburg.
Okay.
So I said, okay, let's go. No training gear with me, nothing.
Okay.
I said, okay, let's go. Went there, I was introduced to Jingles Pereira, the coach.
Yes.
And 5 minutes later, these guys, the same Zwandila Malchas came in with a bag.
Yes.
With training gear. My size boots were there, two pairs of boots. Soccer gear, everything, my size.
Yes.
Exactly. All those things were fitted.
So they did their homework.
So I didn't know what was going on. And they left.
Yeah.
So Jingles called me, the coach. He was still in charge of Orlando Pirates.
All right, yes.
So he called me and he asked me which team was I playing for. And I said, no, I was playing for Sundowns. How many goals have I scored? And I said, I scored 3 goals. So how long have you been there? I said, I've been there for 2 years. What position, strike?
Yes.
He said, look how short you are.
Yes.
You were there for 2 years. You're a striker. You scored 3 goals. What are you going to give me?
Yes.
I said, look, but you must also understand I was on the bench for about 9 months.
Okay.
I never knew Jingles. He didn't know me. And he said to me, you know what I'm going to do? Because, look, they were also facing relegation by that time.
Yes, I can remember.
They were second from bottom.
Yes.
And he said to me, look, we're also in need of players. And we need players. I haven't seen you, but I'm going to make you a goal scorer.
Okay.
Jingles never saw me play before. Never, ever.
Yes.
And he said to me, I'm going to make you a goal scorer. So I went through the paces. And look, I was training with Sundowns all along.
Yes.
So
okay.
Fitness wasn't a factor.
Okay.
And I went through the paces. I was up there with all the guys, Mandla, Sishweni, you know.
The late Nick Bazuka Sishweni.
Yes.
Okay.
But then I was...
So rest in peace, eh?
Yes. But I was, you know, I was a bit scared because, look, Sundowns, Pirates is a big club.
You played with a guy named
Doggy. His yes. nickname is Doggy.
Doggy, Graham Johnson.
Graham Johnson. You yes. played with him at Orlando Pirates.
I met him there.
Hilary Yuster?
It was him and Hilary Yuster. You know,
so you were three colored guys.
Yeah, those were, and George Lodge.
George as well,
the
yes.
goalkeeper. Those were the guys who made me comfortable there.
Okay.
Because when I came there, I said, I didn't know anybody.
Yes.
You know, I just saw these guys on television, Mandla, Nick, and,
yes.
you know, all these guys. And when I saw these
Tabu
guys.
Tabu Homoloi, you played with
Homoloi
him?
Homoloi was there. Yes. And,
there was a guy as well, Aubrey Likwani, Sense of Knowledge.
Sense of Knowledge was there. Yes, he okay. was there. And the other one, the principal, they used to call him.
Eric Chipachauke.
Chipachauke was yes. there. You know, so many good players. And, you know, just looking at yes. the squad, I said to myself, but you know what? This is quality players. How come they're facing relegation?
Yes.
And anyway, we went through the paces and it was good. And it was the Wednesday, I think. The Wednesday, one training session. We played a friendly game, a practice game, the day after their training against Swallows.
Yes.
We had a good game, and then the game was on Saturday, the official game.
Yes.
It was the Saturday, the Saturday that followed. And I was in the starting lineup.
Yes.
One training session, one practice game, I was already in the starting lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and we were playing against Pretoria Kellys.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jingle said to me, listen, yeah, just do what you got to do. If you can score a goal, score a goal.
Yes.
Cut the long story short, we ended up winning the game. I scored two goals. It was my very first game. Scored two goals. But you must also remember the Pirate supporters, some of them were staying away. because of yeah. because of their position on the lock.
Yes.
And
yes.
also they were not winning as many games as the fans were expecting.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so you know the fans were starting to come back now.
Okay.
Because they saw the headlines. Who yes. is this guy? Who is this
yeah.
Capsarans guy?
Yes.
They don't know anybody by that name.
Yes.
And you know, in fact, Pretoria Kellys played that game under protest.
Okay.
Because they said I signed registration for them, and I signed for Orlando Pirates.
Wow! And that time it was NSL, no?
It was the NSL, or NPSL.
NPSL. Okay. And then Chiefs, Sundowns, Swallows, Hellenic Cosmos, they were all in that league.
Yes, yes. And there was one more thing there.
Yes,
Colvin. Pirates said when I joined them. They had 11 yes. games to go. It was in the second round of yes. the league. Okay.
Okay.
They had 11 games left. And in that 11 games, they had to win nine of those. Clear win. Straight yes. win.
Okay.
Okay. And we managed it. We managed to win those games. Okay. And I think I scored most of those games because I ended up being top scorer.
Yes. And I can remember.
Yeah. I only played 11 games in the second round.
Basil, tell me. Or tell us, Esportis, something broke out at Super Stadium in that game or after the game. What happened there?
The game between Pirates and
Pirates.
Pretoria
yes.
Kellys.
Yes.
Yeah, remember I told you Pirates and Pretoria Kellys came to my workplace.
Yes.
And both teams wanted me to sign registration forms for them.
Yes.
So I never signed. I never signed for Pretoria Kellys.
Okay.
I signed for Pirates.
Yes.
But then after the game, Pretoria Kellys, they claimed I signed for them.
Okay.
And way after the game, there was a brawl because they claimed I was now a defaulter.
Wow.
And I explained to the officials, our officials,
yes.
the late 60 Mali, the late Zwandile Malchas, I never signed for them because they were playing under protest now.
Yes.
And they said to me, listen, just tell us one thing straight. Did you sign for them?
Okay.
And I said to them, no, I never signed for them. I never did. I only signed one registration form.
Okay.
Because Mzwandile was there, that thing was lying in pieces on the side of the road there.
Yes.
As Malchas, and he said, yes, yes. And, you know, even way after that, we left, and when they went to the league's offices,
yes,
they could see that my signature was forged.
Wow. So... Hy goed het al jare aangekom tot en met nou. I think so, Basil.
I think so, you know. You know, so many things are possible these yeah. nowadays.
Basil, for 11 games, you score most of those goals.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and there was the Bob save.
1988. Kaizer Chiefs versus Orlando Pirates.
Yes, you know, that was such a nice game because it was...
You played in that game.
I played in that game. It was my first big cup final.
Yes.
Yeah. And what happened there, we played against Kaizer Chiefs.
Yes.
I actually went off in that game being injured. I think I played for the first, 20 minutes or 15 minutes. Mike Mangena scored first. He scored first, and then we went on, and I scored the equalizer.
Yes.
But then I was injured, and I went to hospital.
Yes.
I only woke up the next day to see the trophy in front of me, and, you know, all my gear was there, my tracksuit was there.
Yeah.
Because people believe your gear that you played in, that becomes your memorabilia.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, you must keep that. That must be for keeps.
The other goal I can remember was scored by Lawrence Killer Marke.
It was Lawrence Marke. Yeah, he scored. Yeah.
He scored. And so Pirates won by 2-1.
Yeah, I think that was the first cup final in many, many years.
Yes.
Yeah, but many would follow after that.
Yeah. That's far, Basil. Basil, you played with a guy by the name Mario Varas. How was that guy to you?
You know, Mario Varas was, I think he was maybe shorter than me, or maybe the same height.
Yeah.
But you know, Mario Varas, I think he was from Chile, South America, somewhere there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You know, Mario, he wasn't the quickest of players, okay?
Yes.
Very short, but it was very difficult to beat Mario Varas in the air.
Yes.
And also to go past him because he could read the game. You know, Mario Varas was one of those players that could see what he could read your mind.
Yes.
What was the next step going to be?
Okay.
And, you know, players like that, you know, sometimes it's a pity players like that has to retire at some stage.
Okay. Then we come back to the Sundowns team. Sundowns wanted you back to come back to them in the 80s as well.
That's right.
What happened there?
That was after the first season. Remember when I went to Pirates?
And yes.
Because I scored a good couple of goals against them.
Okay.
Against Mark Anderson at Mamelodi Stadium.
Yes.
And also at Orlando Stadium. And after that, while Maobe was in charge.
Yes.
Alex, the late Ngamala Molewa.
Yes.
And I think it was Krima. They came to my house at one stage. And they said to me, listen, yeah, we saw what you were doing for the season now, so we want you back. That's what they said. We want you back. And I said to them, now, look, guys, you must understand now. Look, I've been there. I was there with you guys for 2 years, for two seasons. And, you know, thinking back about what I did to Birds and to Claremont United, going there without clearances and you know, nobody complaining and all that, I said, this is not going to happen again. I said, look, let's talk to the relevant people. Let's speak to Orlando Pirates.
Yes.
And hear what they've got to say. And they said, no, don't worry. We'll speak to them.
Okay.
So the Tuesday after that, I went back to training and I said to them, now, look, what are we going to do now? Because they've already sent me a retention letter.
Yes.
Okay. Retention letter. And Sundowns also sent me a retention letter.
Okay.
So I was sitting with two retention letters now.
Okay.
And I asked the chairman, the late 60 Mali.
60, yes.
And I said, now, who do I belong to? Do I belong to, because I don't have a contract with Orlando Pirates. Do I belong to you guys or do I belong to Sundowns? Because I'm sitting with two now, two retention letters.
60 Mali was the owner of Orlando Pirates.
As far as I know.
Yes.
I used to call him Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, okay.
Yeah, but the ownership, we'll get to that. Okay. But in any case, Colvin and the chairman, Mr. 60 Mali, said to me, look, Basil, what you do now, forget about Sundowns.
Okay.
You just sign this retention letter and give it to us.
Yes.
So I signed that retention letter and I gave it to them and I said, so what do I do now? He said, you do nothing. You just play. That's all.
That's good.
You just play soccer.
Yeah. 60 Mali, Felix Mohajani, Franklin Chakani was the owners. I can remember at Orlando Pirates.
Yes.
Am I right, Basil?
I think so. Look, when I joined Pirates, those were the people that I was introduced to.
Yes.
Okay. 60 Mali as the chairman, Marcus Mokhotle, and you know, the other ones that you just mentioned now.
Yes.
And as far as I know, those were the owners, because you know, so many times people used to tell me there is no owner in Pirates. But look, they were taking control of the team. So which means they were the owners of the club, okay?
Yes.
And if I remember very well, while I was still there, I think I saw Ivan Khoza once.
Yes.
When 60 Mali was there while I was still playing for them. But then after that, you know, when 60 passed on, then it was all about Dr. Khoza.
I've got a WhatsApp message here coming through. Basil, it says, hi, Basil. The best days of my playing career was when I shared the pitch with you as a teammate. Good to hear you still so vibrant as your dance. That one comes from Fabian Randall. He was also playing for Pretoria City. Thank you so much, Fabian Randall, for your WhatsApp message. Basil is listening to us, and I think he will reply or respond to that one.
Thanks, Faya. You know, Colvin, there's one thing that I still remember. You know, after leaving Pirates and I went to Pretoria City before they became Super Sport. One morning, I think we were playing in Durban or somewhere in the Eastern Cape somewhere.
Yes.
And we went to Fabian, and for some reason he wasn't ready, or they changed their mind. They said, no, we're not going to fetch Fabian today. And we left.
Yes.
Halfway along the way, these people said, you know what, guys? We have to go back for Fabian. We have to go back. I think we played against Mtata Bucks in East London. So we went to fetch Fabian that morning. We flew down to the Eastern Cape. We came there. We actually won that game. Fabian created the second goal, which I scored.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fabian.
Thank you, Fabian, for your message. I got a message from Papla. He says, Colvin, please tell Basil Sundowns is leading 2-0 against SuperSport.
I love that. I love that. I have Pirates on my left-hand side, yeah. And I have Sundowns on my right-hand side. So it's all in the chest. It's part of the family.
Papla, I said, ek ons hoor jou. Ons luister na jou. Basil, from Pretoria City. You played for Pretoria City. And then it became SuperSport.
Yes.
With Terry Payne, the coach.
Yes.
Were you in that team?
I was there joining Pretoria City. And this is what I always said, Colvin.
Yes.
The day when I leave Pirates.
Yes.
I will join any Pretoria team. Fortunately enough, it was Eastern team. To end my career. Yeah. Pretoria City was still in the league, top flight. They were still playing top flight football, and they had some brilliant players. Chico was there, Eris was there, and what also happened there, some guys from Orlando Pirates also joined in later. It was Lawrence Marquet.
Yes.
Bashin Matlangu also joined at a later stage. Thomas Longwani was there.
Yes.
There were a few more other players, good players, and you know, if you look at what happened in
Harris Jacobs was also playing there.
Harris was the captain.
Harris was the captain.
He was the captain, and Chico was there.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that was it was a good team with a lot of local players.
Tevener Hartzer, was he playing?
Tevener was there. Yeah, he was, I think he was also
Roderick Lates.
Co-owner. Roderick Lates was there.
Okay.
Yeah, we had good local players. And, you know, pity what happened there, I think it was also sponsorship.
Yes.
You know, teams like that, if you play top flight football,
yes.
You know, if the finances are not up to scratch, it's going to be very difficult for you.
Yes, true. So, very, very, very true.
Exactly. So I think that's why, you know, for some reason they had to sell.
Yeah. We are at the end of our show, guys. 1852. Basil, jersey number 10 at Orlando Pirates has been discontinued. You played in that jersey. First, it was Jomo Sono. Basil Steenkamp, and then thereafter Steve Lekolea. What happened to that jersey? Why is it discontinued?
When I joined Pirates, it was myself and I think it was Matlangu Jacob, Mad Max Matlangu.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the two of us signing a registration for the second season now. And there were two jerseys left.
Yes.
I was the first one to sign registration form. And the first thing they asked me, before I could even sign the form, asked me, what jersey number would you like to have? And I said to him, no, look, it doesn't really matter what jersey number, because, you know, I'm just going to be on the field of play.
Yes.
Why are you asking me? And they said to me, there's two numbers. We have two jersey numbers here, but it was on the flip side.
Yes.
they said to me, we have the number 10 and we have the number 13.
Yes.
Before I could even make my choice, the guy behind me jumped and he said, no, please give me the number 13 jersey. And they said, no, look, we will come to you. We're busy speaking to Basil here. And I said to them, look, it doesn't really matter. You can give him the number 10, number 13, either one. It doesn't really matter to me. And they asked me, will you be quite content with the number 10 jersey? And I said, because I never knew about any history about the jersey.
Okay.
And I said to them, yes, I'm quite happy with the number 10 jersey. And anyway, we signed the forms and I took the number 10 jersey.
Yes.
And, you know, I scored a lot of goals wearing that number 10 jersey, Colvin.
Wow. Yes.
And as time went on, I asked, look, Nick Sishweni was with Pirates for many, many years. And
Bazooka.
Easter Komani was yes. there. So I asked them, what is so significant about this number 10 jersey and the number 13 jersey? Tell me about the story. And they said, no, it's not really about the number 13. It's only about the number 10.
Yes.
People are scared to don the number 10 jersey because Jomo was wearing the number 10 jersey. And he was doing very, very well wearing that number 10 jersey. And, yes. you know, people were scared because those guys were not Jomo.
Yes.
Jomo was a good guy, a great player. And they said they were too scared wearing their jersey because they might fail.
Wow.
And I said to them, look, disappointments will be there.
Exactly.
And failures will be there. And, you know, that's what I knew about the number 10 jersey.
Wow. Thank you for that info, Basil. Basil, there's another WhatsApp message that just came in. That is from Bernadine and Vernon. It says, hi, Colvin. What a wonderful interview with one of our own legends from Eerste Sport. The great Kapsadans, Basil Steenkamp. We salute you from Eersteres. That is Bernadine and Vernon. Basil, thank you so much. In closing, Basil, is there anything from your side that you want to add regarding the development and the future of our children, our own children? And I'm saying our own children that are playing football in Eersteres, in Poort, before we say goodbye.
Yes, there is, Colvin. It's a great concern because, you know, I've been to the grounds down the road the other day, okay?
Yes.
And I went to the change rooms. There's almost nothing there. And, you know, looking at the structures there, there is some people who want to take control, but, you know, they need help. They need help. And the only people that suffer is the youth.
Thank you.
Our children. I'm talking about our own children.
Yes, Basil.
You know, there's so many scope now. If you look at now, Colvin, what's happening in South Africa now, across the world, children of 17, 16, they're already into top teams.
Exactly.
The Barcelonas, but in South Africa, we don't really have that. But, you know, not talking about South Africa, talking about Eersteres, because it all starts at home. It starts here, Colvin.
So
we need to do this. And, you know, I want to applaud guys like Nico Fischer. You know, these guys, you can see they try their level best.
Yes.
But, you know, if ever there's anything we can do, you know where to find us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Basil. And thank you, Basil Steenkamp, for taking time off from your busy schedule this afternoon, talking to us on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Starsi. It's goodbye and God bless you and stay safe, Basil.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was Basil Steenkamp, the Kapsadans, on our favorite radio station, Poort FM. Yo Kasi, yo Stasi.
Poort FM, yo Kasi, yo Stasi.